House Republicans unveiled overnight the details of the budget deal hatched on Friday, right at the deadline before a government shutdown. It cuts more than $38 billion from this year's budget, which runs until October. The Congress will vote on the plan's details this week. Its passage is likely, since the top Republican in the House, the top Democrat in the Senate, and President Obama have all given their approval. Alaska's delegation is generally supporting it. Republican Congressman Don Young says, bottom line, he doesn't want to see a government shutdown, and he's more worried about the fight over next year's budget, which is already brewing.
I'm going to vote, of course, for it, because we have to keep the government running. And we go back to negotiating again, we won't have any momentum going, and we have to address this 2012 budget, which is really the hard nut to swallow. And the one for 2011 is, you know, it's not really that bad. Everybody's crying bloody murder, but it's left a lot of good things in the bill for Alaska, and a lot of, you know, things that are not so good. But overall, it really was pretty much, I would say, favorably inclined towards Alaska.
The Denali Commission is getting funding for $10.7 million, down from the $12 million that had been proposed. There is a lingering question over $15 million in funds that the commission had carried over from various funding streams and then obligated to other projects. Congress says they want the $15 million back. If rescinding those funds stands, that could have a big impact on rural Alaska projects. The program that gives low-income heating assistance, LIHEAP, suffers a cut of $390 million. Senator Begich says the LIHEAP cut is his biggest concern because the program helps 11,000 Alaskan families. Despite that, Begich says at this point he's inclined to support the overall deal.
We're going to go through the whole bill now that it's filed at 2 a.m. over there on the House side. You know, we didn't get it until obviously this morning, so we're going through it. But it is about what I thought it would be at the end of the day, almost about a $40 billion reduction from the 2010 enacted budget, which is a real reduction. And I think what I heard back home from Alaskans on a regular basis is get the fiscal house of the government under control. Part of that means making some hard decisions on the budget.
Begich is also watching the nearly $1 billion in cuts to grants for the clean water projects for local governments and tribes. That's part of a $1.6 billion cut to the Environmental Protection Agency. Begich says because this bill was centered around spending, they couldn't make revenue policy decisions, like trying to eliminate tax breaks for the wealthy. He says those arguments are looming, though. Just like Congressman Young, Begich says the big focus will soon be on next year's budget. And he says, brace for a big fight.